For South Africa, 5 million infections over the next 20 years is going to be a heavy toll, a heavy burden. This would translate into 250,000 people infected on average every year over those two decades. But you have to remember, South Africa is a country that already has nearly 6 million people that are HIV positive, many of them on treatment or needing treatment. The scenario or the future where there are 5 million new infections is actually an optimistic scenario, because we also explored in our work with the South Africans possibilities for the future that are much worse. If South Africa were to basically maintain its prevention and treatment programs at the levels where they are today, there could be as many as 11 million new infections over the next two decades. So the 5 million figure actually comes out of a situation where the government acts vigorously and spends generously on both prevention and treatment to try to slow down what today is a very serious epidemic, with nearly 500,000 people every year becoming infected.
So what does South Africa have to do to meet the best case scenario?
First of all, there are a number of underlying ingredients. The first one is the political will, which has been shown over the last 2 years by the government, needs to be continued. Secondly, there's going to need to be some leadership and some efforts to promote social change in South Africa so that some of the underlying sexual behaviors that are spreading HIV can change gradually. This is very difficult to cut down on the number of infections that are sexually transmitted. Thirdly, the government is going to have to take a long-term view of the epidemic, not just the emergency crisis approach that's been employed in so many countries over the last 10 or 15 years. It's going to have to look very carefully at how it can spend its money better, target that money on the prevention services that are going to be most effective, and make sure that its treatment program, which is already the largest in the world, is absolutely as efficient as possible.
So how much would it cost to keep the figure at about 5 million?
South Africa's AIDS spending, that's a little over $2 billion a year, is going to need to rise very dramatically over the next 8 to 10 years. We estimate in our report that under this maximum effort scenario, the one that would bring down the epidemic most rapidly, South Africa's total spending would have to more than double over the next 5 to 7 years. It would need to go from around $2 billion a year to somewhere between $4 and $5 billion.
So in your view, would the only thing that could change these scenarios be a vaccine?
Vaccines and other technology breakthroughs are tremendously important. A highly effective vaccine would be a true game changer. We don't see on the horizon in the next few years from the scientists and the pharmaceutical companies such a vaccine coming along. So while we need to keep investing in that area, it's not something that's going to have an impact on the epidemic in South Africa in the next 5 or 10 years.